considerate. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's what former Vice President Mike Pence is saying about testifying before the House January 6th committee.
Speaking at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics, former Vice President Mike Pence reveals he'd reflect on testifying before the January 6th House Select Committee if asked.
If there's ever any formal invitation rendered to us, we'd give it due consideration.
Sound courtesy of the New England Council. Mr. Pence also showing support for federal officers following the raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, telling fellow Republicans,
our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop.
A man tried to breach an Ohio FBI office and in Pennsylvania an arrest over death threats against agents on social media. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani spent several hours before a grand jury in Georgia as part of the investigation into possible election interference. He was confronted by reporters before testifying.
I'll talk about this until it's over. It's a grand jury, and grand juries, as I recall, a secret.
The Fulton County prosecutor subpoenaed Giuliani, claiming Giuliani made statements at legislative hearings in Georgia, falsely claiming there was widespread voter fraud in the state. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham also has been ordered to testify. His lawyer has asked the appearance be put on hold while he appeals. A federal judge has reinstated a North Carolina law that bans most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, though there are exceptions for urgent medical emergencies, after he said the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade erased the legal foundation for ruling he made in 2019 that placed an injunction on the 1973 state law. Wall Street stocks ended the day in the red. The Dow lost 171, the Nasdaq off 164. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The so-called doomsday mom accused of killing her two children requests a change in charges.
49-year-old Lori Daybell asking a judge in Idaho to reconvene a grand jury to separate her conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit theft charges. As defense attorneys argue, the combined counts could confuse a jury. A ruling on the request expected in the coming days. Daybell and her husband Chad have pled not guilty in connection with the 2019 deaths of Lori's children. The Daybells, who are accused of being part of a cult, are also charged in the deaths of their former spouses. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The head of the World Health Organization has described the ongoing crisis in Ethiopia's Tigray region as the worst disaster on Earth and asked if the reason global leaders haven't responded is due to the color of the skin of the people who live there. In an emotional statement, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus, who is from Ethiopia, said the Ukraine conflict has the global community potentially sleepwalking into a nuclear war. The kids in the Keller School District in Texas returned to class today, but there's a book backlash in this district north of Fort Worth.
School officials asking campus staff and librarians to remove more than 40 books, including All Boys Aren't Blue, Anne Frank's Diary, the graphic adaptation, and the Bible. The staff will review the books recently challenged by parents and members of the community. The district says if the books measure up to the new guidelines, they will be returned to school libraries. The controversy is not exclusive to Keller. 23 books in nearby Frisco are challenged by Frisco State Representative Jared Patterson. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Amazon raising fees on its third-party sellers again. It's now adding a holiday fee for merchants who use the company's fulfillment services to pack and ship items to customers. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.